Okay, everybody, so we left off yesterday with trying to solve the basic dilemma that I've seen. Namely, on the one hand, the Gemara speaks about somebody being motzi, somebody else being a Muslim, even though the motzi apparently only ate a kezayis, and the yotze, ate significantly more. That's the simple pshat of the story in the Adai Melech. It sounds like there's nothing wrong with somebody eating kezayis, the motzi somebody who ate a full amount. Yet, we should have with the question, why isn't that a violation of the principle of an Eina Derabanan being motzi deraisa? The Gemara says explicitly that if you hold that a woman's chiyuv of the Muslim is under the Rabbanan, then she can't be motzi a man in Ritz and Muslim. So in one place we say a Rabbanan can't be motzi a deraisa, another place we say he can't. So who remembers that? What's the difference? The Rabbanan says, what's the Rabbanan's terms in Akasha? Rabbanan's terms.
You can't learn anything from Agata Gemara, so therefore,
in other words,
the Gemara on the Hashem and Lachim doesn't apply, and therefore you can't run out by the Tyson Rabban.
So, very good. The Rabban question there by the premise, the Rabban concludes that the Chibur of the Mother for Kazayas is a Chibur of the O, Raisa, and therefore, Akamar reads like a charm. Okay, that's the Rabban. The Balach of Kedobos didn't want to go down that route. He held like the Malachim, so he held that Kazayas don't need the Rabbanan. So, how in the world could you be Shaddach be Motzi, the people who stuffed their faces at the meal? What's the answer?
They didn't
stuff their faces. Not my skin, and they were on it. They didn't stuff their faces. They ate only a kazayis. Everything is gemaravim. Very good. Those are the two extreme answers in the Shaddach. Comes Tosfos and says neither answer is correct. Tosfos says the reason why the person who ate a kazayis can be Motzi somebody else is because guess what? Even if he ate what?
Nothing
can still be Motzi somebody else. Why? Based on what principle?
Arvus.
Alpha Mishiyatza Motzi. That's a catchphrase for the principle of Arvus. Alpha Mishiyatza Motzi. So if so, yes, Tosfos, why do you have to get anything altogether? Why does the Gemara insist that you have to get at least the Kazayis? What's the answer? Yeshmeh, that's only to say what?
Shahana.
Just to say Shahana and Shalom. But that doesn't really matter. That's not the real issue in the heart and soul of the Sukkah. Okay? That's Tosfos' presentation. We left off with the Kashi yesterday. I personally think I'm going to get a little bit of chutzpah from Mechriyav to the Rishonim, but it sounds like Tosfos is the easiest shot. According to the Rabban, we have to throw the Malachim out the window. According to the Rabban, we got to take all the food and throw all the food off the table and into the garbage. And Yana is being. We have to change something radically. According to Tosfos, it seems like such a glatt, such a simple, smooth answer. We just plug in the Sugyan Rosh Hashanah about Afishyat Zimotzi, and we're good to go. So what was stopping the other Mishnah? What was preventing the Baha'i from saying that? So yesterday we saw a Chiddush Gadol for Sheikh Sa'ayei. What?
That he holds that Arvus is only by Derabbanan.
Arvus only works by Mitzvah Derabbanan. It's not even a concept of Arayis, and therefore it doesn't really work by Shofar. We spoke how it does work. And we got to turn the whole world upside down in order to explain the Sheikh Sa'ayei. But that's the Sheikh Sa'ayei, as you saw. That's the Nekudas of Mechlekes Toys in the Pah. So can we offer another shot to Mechlekes Toys in the Pah? An alternate reason why the Baha'i was afraid, was concerned not to apply the principle of Yotze Motzi.
Is it possible that maybe there's something special about Benjamin because it says Visavata?
Well, we know that we shy away from dudes in Shemekah and for Benjamin for that reason, but the mice in the Torah works. The Gemara says one person can be Motzi somebody else. This principle of Kol HaBrachas Af Mish Yotze Motzi, the Gemara in the third book of Rosh Hashanah, is it true? Kol HaBrachas. What was it? It doesn't apply to brachas. Let's say the marshal, I'm not putting on tefillin. I put on tefillin this morning. There's a guy who comes and I want to help put on tefillin. I'm standing there by the coast. I'm standing in the airport. I'm standing there in the top of the Empire State Building. I'm standing in the Joe area. I'm putting tefillin on somebody. And the guy doesn't know how to make a bracha. So I'm not putting on tefillin now. I help him put on tefillin. I make the bracha for him. Is that okay? I am not a mechuyev b'davar. I'm not chayiv in the bracha right now. What's the answer? Afa pishu yotza. Very good. What if a guy is sitting down, he wants to eat an apple, he doesn't know how to make a bracha. So I'm going to be such a nice guy. I'm going to make a burpee. I don't want to eat the apple. I'm going to make a burpee. It's a big mitzi. Motzi. What's the problem? I'm not chayiv in the bracha. Big deal. Afa pishu yotza. Mitzi. Gevaldik. Who thinks there's a difference between the two cases? Everybody. What's the difference?
Doesn't have
Comes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and says, well, the Alpha Mishiyatza Motzi doesn't apply to birchas, and then it only applies to birchas hamitzvahs or dvarim shamitzvah. What's the rationale? Rashi is very simple. The whole remiss of Alpha Bishop Zemot is the magic word.
Arvos.
Home Yisrael rings out that I have to make sure you make a bracha next time, you make a bracha on your, you make a bracha on your, I have to make sure you eat an apple. I'm not going to make sure you eat an apple, don't eat an apple, you don't want to make a bracha, don't eat an apple. Go win the bracha, we figure out how to eat an apple, how to make a bracha on an apple, it's not my problem. You never say win the bracha, it's very, very nervous. Guys, you know what? I lost the bracha too, guys. In fifth grade, it's not getting over it. I was second, came in second place in the country, and I lost it. Did I tell you the story? Anyone record this year?
Oh,
you're recording. Okay. So back up to the brachas. So Rabbi said, if I want to make a burger eight for you, it doesn't work because there's no arvus in the net. If I want to make an, if I want to make a aliyah tzumah for you, that works because of arvus. Comes to Gemara and says this. By the way, there are two exceptions to this rule. There are two brachas and netins that we can say after b'shem tzumot zion. Anyone know? The Gemara says two. We should be on a couple more, but there are two that Gemara says. Of which one?
Of Kiddush.
Of Kiddush, good. And which is the other one?
Motzi.
Motzi of?
Suda Shav.
Motzi of Achilles Matzah. On Pesach Night. What's this one? Comes the Gemara says that normally we view Birchas and Nen, it's just a Nen and Bialma. It's just a Rishos. You don't have to eat this apple. But there are two Birchas and Nen that fuse together to become part of a mitzvah. The burpee I go off an introduction to Kiddush, and the Allah, I'm introduction to Achilles Matzah. So let's say if I want to make Kiddush for somebody in front of me, I already made Kiddush now, so I finished my meal already. I want to come and help you and make Kiddush for you. I can make the burpee I go off it, make the Kiddush for Shabbos, drink nothing, and give you the wine to drink on the burpee. Or by the same, I made my Seder. It's 11 o'clock night, I'm done, and I come to help you, and you're about to make brachas. I can make hamotzi for you, make Achilles Matzah for you, and give you the matzah piece. That's my, I don't have to eat anything. Birchas HaNen, these are the exceptions to the rule, because they merge together to become one.
Is it going to be that because any other time of the year there's no Chiyuv D'oraisa to eat?
There's no Chiyuv D'oraisa, right?
So that, is that maybe why they didn't want to say that Arvos is going to apply?
Wait, hold on.
Maybe Kiddush is able to be considered a Shrach Bracha, not Nenen, because that natural Agafa maybe is Nenen, but the part before could be considered a Shrach.
Right, so that's the point is that the part before Agafa almost loses its status versus Nenen. It becomes like some super kill, kind of pulls under the...
Or mitzvah also.
Right. So everybody's saying...
It's not only a process that they put in the Hadam or
Hadam and... Well, there is no Hadam. That's a very tricky Hadam.
Any other Brachah?
If you would have a breakfast of Hila, the dogs would have here, you may have some other Rishon, you may have one or two others. Those are two big words. But that's good. So if I say, knowing what we know, that the mark puts the brakes on the din of Abba Mashiach Tzimot, it doesn't apply to Rishon Nenin, because we begin to give a beer in the Shittas of Ahag. We flip Shad the Ahag, Rabbi say, why does the Ahag veer away from places? Why doesn't the Ahag invoke the principle of Yatzimot? What happened to Arvas? What? Why doesn't Arvas apply to Shemot? Rabbi say, Rivers of Mother is closer to which model? Is Rivers of Mother closer to the model of the brother of the apple? Or is it closer to the brother of the children, by saying?
Apple.
Why? Because we told you to eat. Nobody told you to eat. So the Mahat says, not like the Shekhar Sariye who said that, no, the Bab denies Yatsumaitzi. No. We do accept Yatsumaitzi. But Yatsumaitzi is limited in the realm of mitzvahs, not the difference in anger. And therefore, the Ha'ak said that Joyce's application of Yes and Medici's, the realm of Yes and the Muslim, swinging into the realm of the Hen is incorrect. That's the Bureau's office about. So we're arguing with the Shekisai. We're taking a different shot at Shekisai. Shekisai claimed that the Ha'ak denies Yes and Medici's, the government of Torah, Gornish, not true. The Ha'ak accepts it, but he holds it doesn't apply with the Muslim because it's only Bits and Hen. So what's the Kasha? I say, no, what's the next step of this long list? So then, who do we turn the tables on now? What?
The guy ate.
Wait. We asked the Kasha already, give me the terrence. So we asked the Kasha. The Kasha's now on who?
Tosus.
Such a good shot. Such a good shot in the bag. So what's the shot of Tosus? How can Tosus bear and apply Yatsa and Mike's Pierce? Didn't Tosus realize that?
His shot isn't bad either.
What?
His shot isn't bad either.
Well, it's terrible.
He argues
a lot. The Gemara says that. The Gemara. The Gemara says again, the Gemara says that Yatzen Leitzi is limited only to mitzvahs, not to Nevin. Comes to Bahag and says, you're right, and that's what does the blood of benching. It doesn't know benching is okay. Benching is closer to the model of matzah than it is to apple. Why does that make any sense at all? Now I'll give you your answer.
The guy ate already.
When the guy's about to eat an apple, I can turn around and say, you don't have to eat the apple. You don't have to eat the apple. If you want to eat apple, you can say, hey, learn of those brachas and eat an apple. But you want me to be made to you based on arvus? I'm not an arvus. Christ over him says that applies to birchas at tefillin. It doesn't apply to birchas at peiros. But zuftes is, once you already ate the meal, so now birchas at mazon takes on what characteristic, Rabbi say? It's closer to birchas at mitzvahs than it is to birchas at nevin. Why? Even though it's right that birchas at mazon is related to food, superficially, a bracha of benching is closer to eating a bracha before an apple. But if you look a little deeper, you'll realize it's very, very different. The line of demarcation is that the only reason why a bracha on an apple doesn't get you atzimotzi is because nobody told you to eat that apple. So you're not mechuyav to make that bracha. I can't say arvus for you. But if I already ate, so I am already chayav in benching. So now birchas hamazon becomes, enters into the category, becomes much closer in halacha to birchas hamitzvahs. So that seems to be the point of contention within the Bahagian Tosafot. How do we categorize, how do we label birchas hamazon? Everybody agrees there are two distinct categories of brachas vis-a-vis yatzen leitzi. Sometimes a word, sometimes a mitzvah. Birchas hanedin doesn't, birchas hamitzvahs it does. Machlekes tais the bag is, where do we stick birchas hamazon? Because birchas hamazon has characteristics of both. On the one hand, it's food, it's nedin, it's that kind of a category. On the other hand, it's a chiyuv. Once you ate the food, you're mechuyav to make the bracha. So that's why Tosfos felt that's closer to the model of birchas hamitzvahs. And the Bahagel knows it's closer to the model of birchas hanedin. So again, habocher yivcha, you can choose which brat you want. What's the nekudas machlokes to Bahagel and Tosfos? Is it the Sheketz Ayis beer, or perhaps it's the second beer that we're saying? But basically, we want to take Tosfos Shita one step further. I want to read a Rosh together with you. The seventh in the Ma'akim is. I mean, when you read Rishayim, you have to be careful. Sometimes we get very lazy when we read Rishayim. We read a Taisha, we read a Bada, Rosh, and we think they're all saying the same thing. Yeah, he's going the same cash, same debt. If you read Rishayim carefully and slowly, you'll notice sometimes there's a nuance, there's a point, there's a little bit of an aura. The one Rishayim has, the Rishayim doesn't have, can be, make all the difference in the world. So take a look at this here. Seventh of the Mamma Kremis. We have Taibar, seventh of the Mamma Kremis, Maishna. What's the difference? The rush is going on the third crack of brachas. He's talking about the Gemara that says that if a woman's chiyuv is only to rabbanon, she can't be melti a man. Back the rush, our question. The time the main shlom had their meal in the Gemara back shlo shachlo. The hoyt is a chayim idei chavosan at shiyoch kazayis dogan. But b'shir kazayis elu chayim alam to rabbanon. To afil uachim melti a chayim shachlo yisvich a yom in a Torah. Back the rush. As the Gemara says, Memches, the story of Yana is clear that he only ate a kizayis and he only ate a kidei sviya. And there's no way in the world the Rosh is going to tell you the Bahag. And there's no way in the world the Rosh is going to fall back on the Ramban. PMK, Ishanam, Yavish, and Ahim, some of the Rabbanat, that's Chem Shechem, and Atari, that's Tosu's Kasha, that's our Kasha. Listen to the way the Rosh presents the Teres, the Yeshwana. The Lay Domi, the Natusa. The Ish, Alpha Gash, the Ocho, Klum, he ate nothing. Dinu, she Yifta Sechayim. He should have been able to be melty everybody else. The Chol Yisrael Rebbe Zebazah, because after all, Yotze Melty, Arbus, etc. So far, right out of whose book? Right out of Tosis, right? The Rosh is talking verbatim Tosis. Elo, Midrabbanon Amru, Shelo Yivorcha Bichazanenin Belo Hanoah. What does that mean? What does the Rosh mean? So, who picked up what the Rosh said? What cash is the Rosh asking?
Well, he's pretty sure that a birchas hamazon is a birchas hanedin.
Wait, he's asking cash. He's coming to answer cash. Though. He didn't even formulate the cash. He just got finished calling Taisus Var, that meikra din, you don't have to eat anything because you have to mighty. So he's turning around asking, who's cash? Taisus cash. What's Taisus cash? If so, what? If so, if the din is, after Bishi Yatamotzi, birchas hamazon, that teretz is guilty of overkill. What do I mean by that? What's the overkill? If it's really true that you don't have to eat anything, no. Why does the Gemara say how much did what?
Oh, because of the
exactly.
Why
does
the Gemara say Asher Chazari? Why does the Gemara say Shimon Shetach? I drink 100 kilos. Why? If Kaisus is right, that after the Shatzimot, you should eat nothing. So we know Tosfos' answer. What's the Chazar? You know what's Tosfos' answer? What's the answer? Well, just to say Shacham Shalom. Technicality. Tangential problem, just to say Shacham Shalom. And who remembers what the Magen Avraham said there? What was the Magen Avraham's Chiddush? The Tosfos' right? But the whole requirement to eat his eyes and lips to somebody is only out Shacham Shalom. What did the Magen Avraham say? If what? If there's no one? If there's no Mazumah, there's just two, then you know, eat them. Remember? Chazar, right? Chazar's good, right? Okay? So what did the Rosh just say? The Rosh's logic is up to the same point of Tosfos. And this is what the Rosh says. Let's read it again. Element the Rabbonin Omru, Shol Yivarchu Birchas Anenin B'lai Hano. No. Is that the same as Tosfos?
No, because Tosfos holds that the only reason why you have to eat is to say Shalom Tavon. But the eel is you actually have to have enough. So it might apply because it's a blessing. There's a food you don't like, you do eat it.
Wait. Comes the Rosh and says, Min ha Torah, Tosfos thought it was right. You don't have to eat anything to be made to someone mention. But the Gemara says you do. So unlike Tosfos, who said it was just a technicality and intervention issue of saying the magic word Shalom, the Rosh says, no, it's not. That's not the problem. The problem is that the Dirabbanan, we can't have a guy get eventuated. That just doesn't fly. Birchas HaMazon is too hanosh oriented. Have a guy get up and say, Baruch HaZal, if you didn't eat a thing, the Dirabbanan would kill a tempo. But there are it's okay. The Dirabbanan would kill a tempo. And therefore we insist on eating a beer than a merchandise. What else what makes a difference would there be between Tosa's presentation of the requirement of Kedayas and the Rosh's presentation? At the end of the day, they come to the same story. Everyone agrees with the Rosh, you don't need anything, you don't need anything, Kedayas. What's the difference? Who cares whether we formulate it because of saying Shacham and Shalom like that? Or we formulate it because then the Rabbanon, we just get the event not eating. But the Nafkamina, who's the Nafkamina? Who's got Nafkamina? Who else got Nafkamina for you? What? Tosa's requirement and the Rosh. Simple nafkamina. Halacha lemaisa. I want to be milked you in benching, and I didn't need anything. According to Tosfos, can that happen?
Yeah.
Sometimes, as long as you don't have a what?
Magen
Avraham. As long as you don't have a what? So as you don't have a mezuzah, you're okay. Once you have a mezuzah, then you have trouble, according to Tosfos. But if you just have one on one, then you can be milked without eating anything. According to the Rosh, would you say that? Absolutely not. According to the Rosh, it's a basic problem. It's a real problem. It's not a tangential verbal problem. It's a halakhic problem. With the Rabbanu Bekele, get him without being dead. So that'll be enough coming with you. So far the Rosh is not drastically different than Tosfos. It's not dramatically different. It's the basic Tsur of Tosfos. The only point, a little bit of deviation, is that very, very small, almost technical, tangential part of the Sugya. Why is it, in the end of the day, you have to eat something? Tosfos Rosh, but I've run enough coming from you.
Would another nafkamina be eating from Ones? Meaning our whole first sugya?
I mean, this guy was a nebe. I don't know. Maybe. We have to complicate from here. Maybe. So let's continue the Rosh. Lefikach. Three lines of Bible Rosh. Lefikach. Basically, we're missing from. Kishahom HaKazayis. Avu Bishir is Chayvel Medirabonon. Meit is Chem Shach Nesviya. And now the Rosh gives you a little bit more of a halachic hashkafic elaboration upon the concept of Arvus. We are love who let Tzila and Ravon, who lift us up in the mitzvah. It's very nice, beautiful, by Son Rebbe's Everness. Now the Rosh is about to finish the parents of Tosfos. In contrast to Brachas Avchof, where the Gemara says that a woman can't be Motzi of Ea, and Machi is only Ravon, right? It's all coming to answer that question. So listen, we read the Rosh very, very carefully, how the Rosh describes that phenomena. So why is it that a woman can't be melted to a man? At the end of the day, why can't a woman be melted to a man? This is what the Rosh says. Aval Isha, every word, you got to be mamish everywhere. Aval Isha, Eina Bechlal Arvus. A woman is not included in this whole concept of Arvus. Lekach, therefore, Eina Metzia, Alam Yishchiva, Midirabon. Therefore, if her benching is only the Rabbanon, she can't possibly be mitzi somebody else who is chayav yederaisa. At kind of the Rosh. So the Rosh was comparing and contrasting the guy waiting kizayis to be mitzi, and that's fine, that's okay. And then their eyes see full back out. Whereas the woman is, because she's always the absent, then she can hold on, can't be loved, see the man, and you can't fall back on Argos. When? Why can't you fall back on Argos?
Because they're upon their eyes, so they're not.
Why can't you fall back on Argos? What did the Rush say? Because ain't Argos so what? The Russian. This is the Rush said. Rush says, ain't Argos Argos. I read the words in the Rush.
Where was that from?
I don't know, I have no idea. Did you read the Rush? I read the Rush with you. A woman is not included in Argos. Now, if that statement of the Rosh Hashanah where it came from, if that's true, that's going to have very, very serious ramifications. I'll ask you the following question. What if I have a mitzvah? That woman is chayevesed. Linda Madison, same as a man, but she already fulfilled. Did you see after she had some OT?
She doesn't have arms.
According to
the Russian. Yeah, in
an arms of motion. Three men of course just changed all along. In arms of motion. And what's with that rush? Who saw the rush before? Saw the rush yesterday a little bit? Very. You read the rush now. Do you realize the ramifications of this rush? In arms of motion. Anyone know the great Ashram who discovered this rush? Who made this rush famous?
The rush.
Yes. The name Yehudin. The name Yehudin is Beresh Adogul Mervava. Adogul Mervava, the last of the Mamakamas, are the notes, the personal notes of the Nevi'ah on Shulchan Aruch. Okay? In his Chidushim that he wrote, he didn't mean this to be published, but it got published anyway. So the Nevi'ah, the little notes on the side, his scribbles, the doodles that he took on the side of his Shulchan Aruch, so the Nevi'ah writes the following. The Omeret, the Amnam. I have the following shayla. Mashani Mistapik. Listen to the Shem. Afilu b'isha b'kadesh u'motzi ishto uvnei beisa. A man wants to make Kiddush. He wants to be motzi his wife and children. Sounds like a very common Jewish practice. Comes up from Shul Friday night and he makes Kiddush for his wife. Listen to the problem. If anoshim lo espalu arvus, women generally did not marriage, take care of the kids. Unlikely that she died in marriage. V'ishto espalu arvus. A man already died in marriage. And therefore what? So we don't mind a big deal. So the Rebbe is assuming that you all know the Magen Avraham says that if you daven Meir on Friday night, you go to Kiddush Deraisa. Why? Why is Kiddush Deraisa? Because you said, Zochasim Shabbos God Shal, you said, Mechel Hashem, you said, you spoke about Shabbos. You didn't have a cup of wine? What's the answer? Big deal, a cup of wine is not Derabbanan. Most of Shodim say, Kiddush Al Hayayin is Derabbanan. Kiddush B'Dvarim is Deraisa. Kiddush Al Hayayin, it's only Derabbanan. So comes in to make the following calculation. He says, the man already davened Ma'ariv. So therefore the man has fulfilled his obligation with their Isa. V'anashim shlo ispalu chayavim in ha-Torah. Women of Chayyad davened Ma'ariv ha-chayav in Kiddush their Isa. Remember we spoke about this, right? Women are obligated in ha-Torah in Kiddush. So he's not sure. And Yotzim b'shmiyos and Reish. How could the man who already davened Ma'ariv go to his wife? I'm sorry, the Rebbe says, what are you talking about? We do for Chris and Megillah. We do it all the time. No. Says the Dovah Rabban, I'm so fast. Hi, Numitam, what's the magic word?
Arvus.
Shikra Yisrael, Arayim Zevazem, which was Rosh Hashanah. V'harei, listen to this one. V'harei, Kosev HaRosh, Pesekos, Brachos, Brei, Gimel, Dav, Chavo, Mevei. Sounds familiar. Sha'isha, he didn't apply Arvos. Arvos doesn't apply to women. L'kach, ein motzin el amishach yuva midirabonon. I'm sure. Therefore, you can't apply Arvos, that she can't be motzi someone deraisa, and therefore the husband can't be motzi her either. Anytime you want to invoke the principle of Arvos and you're dealing with a woman, principle dead, non-existent. And therefore, if you're already yaitzeg, you can't be motzi somebody else. And therefore, Seth Levi throws his hands up and he says, what's going on every Jewish home on Friday night? The man that my woman did that by her, so many tears with wife, wrong. She's not yet with the Raisa. That's the cash in the Rebbe. He discovered this rush. Nashon became the Chalayas. We have to save Klal Yisrael. This is very serious business here. We have thousands of years. Jews have been relying on this. There's a beautiful picture. Husband comes home, kiddish, the wife standing there. She's kind of there. Dayas. 2 years ago, 2 years ago on the Cholamoid Sukkis. So I decided to take my kids out for a real, to my boys out for a real, real treat. Okay, a real Cholamoid treat. So I'll have to explain to you in a second. Let me really keep the deck closed. We went to the movies. Movies? The Chayshid Rabbi Sabloski is going to take his kids to the movies. But it was a Hamish movie. Only men in the movie. It was shown in the Nicholsburg Besmadish in Munson. Okay? And we went there right after, first we had the Satna Sukkah, and then we went to Nicholsburg Besmadish for movie night. Movie night. Okay? So, in this wonderful, you know, I don't know what movies were, Grammys, anyway, whatever they win, this was not up there for one of the, but it was like, relatively speaking. So there was a scene that, it's not actually, one of the scenes in the movie, it's not, this kid's about Chuba, and he comes to this family in Tzvat for a Shabbos meal. So there, the film is, the father's there, looks like you guys know what Tzvat looks like, you've just been there. Looks like brother Tzvat, Mike Beckershill, Steinler, and you have all the little kids, you know, one lines up another, the little, each one's payas, line of highest, you know, everyone just came out of every smik, and everything. And they're singing Shulam Aleichem, and Ishchayim, Makan Shishabu, and Kiddush. And it is clear that who is missing from this picture?
No mother.
There's no mother. There's no mother, no daughters, no girls, not a female anywhere inside the modern age. At one point in the movie where they needed a woman's part, they just had her talking on the phone. That was it. That there was a police on the phone. They were making them. She was talking. That was it. There was no. So I couldn't hold back from laughing at the entire film. But there was a Chassidish guy next to me who turns around to his friend and says, "Where's the mama?" He says, "What is Michigan? Where's the mother? Where's the, there's nobody here." I turned to Mary Apple and said, "Who made the food?" He said, put it in the Arabic, put it in the okay. Said. So this is standard procedure in Jewish home. The husband makes the kiddush for the wife. The recess doesn't work. No one's yotzing. For 3,000 years, the women haven't been yotzing kiddush dirai. So what's going on? They send the rush. So the Rebbe himself realizes he better do some work on this one. Can't just leave it the way it is. So he starts to tone down slowly. Maybe we can save Klal Yisrael and save the Jewish people. So comes the Rebbe and says, "But if it's that, if Aisha ain't the chal arvos, the haimish he ain't a rov be'ad acherim." If you look at the original case in the Rush, and the Rush says there's no arvos will, what's he talking about? Her to be motzi.
Others.
Him, right? It was the case. How do you go to him? Maybe that's what the dharma is. Well, ha'anoshim, the man for the woman, like the case of Kiddush, she kibu arba for the reason of her able, this avu got man anoshim. V'im shavu maitzi, she's a isha shubha yotso. So now, kuptene, there's a suffix within the rush. Did the rush mean there's no dharma for women either direction? Well, maybe the rush only meant a woman to a man, but the other way around in the war. Oh, dear one. Kishem shanashim alnichas v'chal arbas kachlo kibla noshim arbas v'shul noshim. It's a chiyun. So maybe it is not sure about this one nekuda. So the entire traditional prize for 3,000 plus years is hinging upon the suffix of the nedir, the wind, the rush. What's faith the referent the rush mean when he says no arbas for women? That meant from women to men, the case of the rush. What would it be? The reverse, unclear. That's the best the hate maybe you could do to the miyashim problem. Could we help advise all the women? We come up with another creative reason why maybe women could be executed with the husband's kiddush. We don't want to conclude therefore women should be kiddush, right? We don't like that. So how do we defend Klal Yisrael? What was the premise of the Nedir Yehuda? It was almost a dual premise. The husband was yotze, and the wife was what? Was not yotze yet, right? Why was the husband yotze? Because he's having married. Is that true? That having married makes you yotze kiddush deraisa? Some said that. But others disagree with that. So both the Mishnah Berurah and the Milchas Chinuch is a fascinating one. The Mishnah Berurah writes that as he was writing this piece, someone showed him a new sefer just hot off the presses, which he liked very much. You know what it was called? Milchas Chinuch. Shibur Chaim Achsev condemned first. So he writes, Bali Yadi Sefer Chadash and Nitfas Akshav Sefer Mechaschinuch. So both the Mishnebura and the Mechaschinuch have a couple of bald kashas against this mother of Rome, who says the Yotzei Kiddush would not be Meirev. Who knows what the problems are? How can you be Yotzei not be Meirev? There are two big problems. Do you know the problems?
Oh. Isn't there a concept that when you're doing one mitzvah, you can't use the same
mitzvah? Mitzvah students, come on. You're supposed to be... Ask a guy, tap a guy on the shoulder Friday night. You have your mind to fill Kiddush. What are you talking about? I'm not even mad. I'm going to take Kiddush. I'm thinking about Kiddush. That's one time.
You're saying the Kaddish of Shabbos.
But I'm doing it because I'm Davish for Esrei. So I'm not doing it as Kiddush. I don't think this is the Zohar of Shabbos. I'm not sure. Question. What's another kashya? I know the Gemara says in Sakhum Fizayat that when you get to Kiddush, you have to say Zeichat Sis Mitzrayim as part of Kiddush. V is Zeichat Sis Mitzrayim in Friday night davening.
So how come it counts?
Who says it doesn't? It doesn't. That's what the Shabbat of the Siddur says. It shouldn't count, but our Rambam's not right. The Rambam's not right. You're not yet saying when you're married for it, right? There's no Sis Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah says, well, maybe you say Sis Mitzrayim in Shema, maybe it counts. It's a very, very shaky, very, very controversial. It is far from clear that davening Meir Friday night pockets is the Kiddush Deraisa. So that would be another saving grace for Klal Yisrael. That would be another one that's supposed to be Klal Yisrael. That maybe, even if there's no Arvus Menoshim, it could be the man wasn't Yotze either. Or we could flip it around and say, wait a second, if the man was Yotze, then maybe who else was Yotze? I shouldn't have a Meir. Gevalo, she didn't have a Meir. But she did like Yendel. She said, like, the Shabbos. She probably said something when she did like that. She probably said something about Kiddush Shabbos. I don't know what's the text for that. There's a kid in the Gala Bonham and Runner right before that. There's got to be something. I'm going to sit here.
There's
got to be something. You're going to sit here. You're going to sit here. There's got to be some mention of Shabbos in that tefillah. I'll check my eyes my wife later. There's got to be something in there about Shabbos. So the whole Yehudas, you know, got the whole world riled up with this kashya, you know, in Prague in the 1700s. You know, in the 1600s in Prague, they were making golems. In the 1700s, they were worried about this guy. This was the hot topic in Prague in the 1700s. How could men make Kiddush for their wives? What happened to the lack of Arvus? So it could be maybe there was Arvus for men and the women. It could be the man wasn't Yotze. It could be the woman wasn't Yotze. We can answer tangentially. We can federalize it. We can save the Jewish people from the Nebuchadnezzar problem.
I still don't understand why he says that women don't have Arvus.
Well, the Rush said it. He blamed it on the Rush.
No, what was why?
Because the Rush said, based on what I'm saying, that there's a principle of Arvus, so why doesn't the Gemara say that a woman can be built to a man, even though she's not a chavis to the Rabban, let it out Arvus? So the answer is, there's no Arvus for women.
Maybe Arvus only works one way. Like, it works for the man, if the man appeals to the woman.
Sounds like that's going to be distributed as a possibility, but Rabbi Sai, again, this is going to be a tough one. We did twice one day earlier, we disagreed with the Shem Sari, and now we're going to have to, you know, offer Anutahas Kaplas, Rabbi Seinu, Chorenim, and Goyim, but Torah will not be concerned. You have to learn Torah. You have to learn Torah, the MS, and if it appears to you, you have to say it, I think, through. Rabbi Sai, Lefiani is dieting. The whole kasha of the Ben Yehuda, I can't say the words, but you don't understand, is not based on what the Rush really said. The Rush never said it after the Rush. The Lohayu Karmi Ov, there never was such a thing, never was such a God, the Rush never said it. Rabbi Samlovsky, the Rush never said it, if I remember correctly, Amal Isha Enu B'chala Arvus. What did the Rush mean with that law? The Ben Yehuda took it to mean, there's no Arvus for loving the God, man, what does it really mean?
That maybe in this specific circumstance.
Why?
Because the man was already, because they're only five derabanan.
That's all the Rush meant. The Rush just meant to say, when you're a person who's chayav in the mitzvah of Yeraisa, but you were yotzi already, you have to come under arvas, so that's okay. But in the case of the women, ain't arvas lenoshim didn't mean that there's no arvas woman altogether. It meant a mitzvah that a woman is locked from. Keturah from is no arvas. If you're not chayv and benching altogether, you would never chayv and benching in a Torah, then you can't be motzi somebody else. That's all the Gemara meant. If you have a mitzvah that a woman is chayevus in, and she was yotzi already, mehecha thinks there's no arvas for women. Vishtek, there's no arvas for women. The rush never meant, well, that phrase was a coin phrase, a code phrase. It just meant he's comparing and contrasting the man who ate a kezias, who was chai of the araisa, can be built to somebody else based on arvus. The woman who's not chai of the araisa anyway can't be built based on arvus. He didn't mean to say never, ever, ever arvus a woman. All he meant to say was, in a mitzvah that a woman's doing it from, you can't fall back on arvus. Therefore, is the nebulous cash to get off the ground? Kiddush woman chai of it. So of course it's arvus. Who said it's arvus for women? The whole problem of the rush never meant that phrase so all encompassing. This is not my radical shot. That's where Kivager says. Kivager on the side of Shulchan Aruch, on commenting on this, Nebuda says, the kasha of the Nebuda, the whole kasha of the Nebuda started a whole revolution that how to solve the problem of the Nebuda. Is the Abbas one way, the Abbas another way, is the Raisa, the Rabban, was the woman, the man, and the woman, says, we can stop the whole thing, it's not at all what the rush ever meant to say. If you take a look at other Rishonim, the Ritva, if you look at other Rishonim, it's clear, the feeling is like it's clear Kivag is right. That this whole story about Rabbis the Nashim is Lohayit Vandar Elis. It was all borrowed and taken from this rush, and the rush never said it in the context where they're going to be understood. Again, you guys decide for yourselves, the Yudhir and Kivag decide what Shah the rush is. So Kopanim, just to recap. So one very simple sugya, right? Very simple. One question. All we dealt with the last 2 days is one question. What's the difference between brachas daf chaf and brachas daf ches? We spoke about the Bahad, we spoke about the Ramban, we spoke about Tosis. With Tosis, we spoke about the Tosis in the Rosh. We extended this idea of Arbus, where it may or may not take us. And again, a couple of odds and ends along. Okay? So pretty simple Lomdashah. This will set the stage for us to show for the next sugya, which the next sugya is something a little more unique to the issue of the Katan to the culture of the